You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
The spiders in my apartment are getting bigger. When I was a kid, my family had this swing set tucked away in the shade. It was this rusted thing that would squeak and shook whenever we would ride it. The long hollow tubes that staked it into the ground dug it deeper and deeper into the hard earth after every use. I loved it. I would spend hours swinging in the breeze, felt like I was soaring through the air. It was a fun thrill for sure. This was until one spring day, an eight-legged critter dangled down from the trees. I didn't notice it, too rolled up in my childhood bliss. I took one big swing, had to be 20, 25 feet off the ground. It looked so far away, like I had just jumped out of a plane. As I rushed down to meet it, scraping the worn-out soil beneath, I felt this alien cling to my face as I swatted into it. The thing panicked as it scurried over my face to proceed to get tangled in the jungle of my auburn locks. I let go of the swing and rushed to meet the earth, cracking my nose on impact. My parents were inside. They dropped everything at the sound of my instantaneous wails. I was rolling around on the ground, blood oozing out of my shattered nostrils, rambling to myself as I swatted and clawed at my head. They were concerned, of course, but I caught them stifling laughter when they heard me moan, "A spider in my hair!" at the top of my young, shrill lungs. To be honest, you're picturing it to yourself and holding back a smile, aren't you? To you, my parents, every other friend who heard the story, it was a good laugh at my expense. Kids being dumb kids and hurting themselves on the playground, freaking out over nothing. Forget the fact I could swear my nose still crooks to the left to this day. Forget the fact it was a decent-sized spider, probably a brown recluse. Did you know that while not normally fatal, their venom can cause severe necrosis of the flesh? Not so funny thinking about a 6-year-old whose forehead is rotting off, is it? To this day, my whole body shivers when I walk under trees, my eyes darting upwards to make sure there's no threats barreling down on me. I had nightmares for weeks about that thing, its tiny pincher-like legs galloping around my scalp. Every morning, I would obsessively check my head for eggs or throbbing infected bites. I was convinced it had left a parting gift. I got lucky, though. No skin rotting off. No hundreds of tiny hatchlings bursting out of my head from unknown cysts. Life went on, but the fear of that eight-legged terror lingered. My phobia remained the focus of ridicule throughout my teenage years, following me even into the bowels of community college. Eventually, I got a nice job at an accounting firm about an hour from home. It paid well, and soon enough, I was able to afford my very own one-bedroom, one-bath apartment. The complex, simply named Raker Heights, had a nice view of the downtown coastal town I had grown up in. From my bedroom window, I could peek out and get a delightful view of swamp-covered sands and ice-cold waters crashing into the beach. It's a quiet life, but a cozy one. Could say it's quaint. Of course, that all changed a few weeks ago when I saw the web. It was the tail end of 6 a.m. My hair was combed and smelling like fresh pine as I strode out the door. I was greeted by the following rays of the morning sun as they casted their shadows on the hardwood halls. Further down the corridor, I heard the insistent yapping of old Mrs. Othello's mini-doodle. The window at the end of the hall, right next to the elevator, of course, had a dangling silk-covered web glued to it. I furrowed my brow, proceeding with the appropriate amount of caution. The tattered web whistled in the alcove of the bay window. If you looked at it, you could see the end of the beach from the entrance to a sea cave embedded in the rocks. The web shadows hung there. The whole thing looked like it was thrown up haphazardly, like a child playing with Halloween decorations. Still, as I waited for the elevator, I could feel the hairs on the back of my neck start to tingle. I just focused on the door in front of me, tuning out the oddly spiderless web. It was weird, like it had just popped into existence. When the door dinged, I jumped in and jabbed the close button relentlessly. At work, I tried to tune out my intrusive phobias, but I found myself pondering the web, my whole body shivering at times like terrible tremors running up my spine. What sort of demon was it, anyways? The silk seemed torn and withered, perhaps a common house spider that had gotten too big for its britches. What if it was an orb weaver, not normally one to bite, but they could spin massive webs? What if it grew while I was away, a more focused architect taking over and spinning a fine summer home? I pushed that aside and focused. I tried not to think of the silky webs wrapping prey so the beasts could liquefy and devour at their leisure. I always felt bad for the flies. Must be an awful feeling. You're paralyzed from the venom and wrapped up all snug while it sinks its fangs into you. Unable to scream and cry, just feeling every molecule inside you shrivel up by those vampiric hellspawns. Like I said, I tried to focus on other things. Keyword, try. It was a long drive home that night, my eyes sinking heavier than the Titanic. I just wanted to get home and collapse. Of course, I made the mistake of taking a glance at the webbed window. When the elevator dinged open, I tried to ignore it, but my eyes darted too quickly. I jumped back and gasped. The web had grown massive. You couldn't even see the outer glass anymore. Eldritch cobwebs stretching out and kissing the walls. Sticky tendrils that crept up and tried to ensnare you in their grasp. Some unlucky bugs had gotten caught already. I could see their dried-out husks littering the structure. I'm not misusing that phrase. The thing was so large, it could have held the building up. It was like a condo for spiders. Oh yes, the spiders. I could see the little buggers now. They were plump and happily sleeping off their meals. Their abdomens were thick and lime green with silver stripes. My heart sunk into my chest as I banished my courage to the void. Joro spiders. My God, the news was true. These invasive parasites had parachuted in from South America like little arachnid paratroopers. Deadly bite, and that's when I saw the others. Little baby spiders, brown ones, coal black jewels sprouting legs and cuddling about in their little complex. The Jaros were kings, but ruled over the others and—
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Their little fiefdom. My God, cohabitation? I remember thinking. They had banded together. The spy-pocalypse had truly begun. Visions of spiders on horseback enslaving humanity rolled through my brain. All ridiculous in hindsight, of course. Well, maybe not now. But I am embarrassed to say that my mind jumped to some pretty irrational conclusions. It was just, as I laid on the floor, eyes bulging out of my skull in bold fright, I could swear I felt them watching me. Dozens, maybe hundreds of them cozying in their web, stalking me, daring me to come closer and become another husk. The Joro in the middle twitched. And I bolted down the lone hall, my frantic steps echoing cowardice to my fellow tenants. I bolted my front door shut and instantly called the super. He answered with a deep sigh. He always had that annoyed tone whenever I called. God forbid the man to do his job.
Yes, Mr. Langley, what is it this time? Another bug crawling up the drain?
He toyed with me. Mr. Sampson, have you been up to the 8th floor today? There's a massive nest of venomous spiders nestled at the end of the hall. Surely, I can't be the only one to complain. It's practically blocking the elevator. I screamed at him. I was met with a stiff silence at the end of the line.
We're aware of the current situation, Mr. Langley. Other tenants have called to express their concerns. Rest assured that an exterminator has been called and it will be handled swiftly.
He spoke like a corporate robotic reading off of a teleprompter.
I will add the 8th floor to the list.
He mentioned offhand. What's that mean? Are they infesting the whole building? My voice gave way to shriveled panic. I was met with a monotone dial in response. That night I tossed and turned and dreamt of shadow things crawling all over me, their glistening fangs hungrily tearing into me. I felt trapped by a silky cocoon and awoke covered in sweat and curled up in my blankets. I stared at the inky ceiling above. A cool breeze bearing down on me from AC. There was a faint smell emitting from the ducts, like lemon pledge and pheromones. Odd thing to say, but that's what it smelt like. Above, I could hear something bumping around in the ducts as drowsiness slowly left me. Thinking of scuttling was nothing more than the remnants of a fleeting dream. I began my morning ritual of decaf and doom scrolling. My feed was filled with news and trending memes. Nothing important, really. Just gave me a nice dopamine fill before I had to pass the construct. The stairs weren't an option. Not since I found that Black Widow lurking near the fifth floor balcony. This was months ago, mind you, but the venom of the Black Widow is 15 times more deadly than a rattlesnake. So why take the risk? Outside my door, I heard murmuring and excited commotion. I took a peep out the eyehole, and through the bubbled fish view, I saw my fellow tenants gawking at something at the end of the hall. I joined them, dreading whatever had their attention. I wish I had stayed in bed. The webbed construct had grown overnight. Like a greedy fungus, it had overtaken the windowsill completely. Tendrils of silk stretching out and clinging to the walls. Web covered the walls and floors like a disgusting tapestry. One of the tenants struggled to push his overgrown door, the web perfectly restraining it. He snuck out and dashed out the door as it slammed back in place, laughing to himself as he shivered and batted webbing off. There was no rhythm or reasoning. The weavers had simply spread their domain like a cancer. Jaros and other small spiders clung to the wall, eyeing the crowd with unblinking glass bulbs. My head began to spin at the realization that others had appeared. Larger species had joined the fray. Huntsmen the size of my hand bolted up and down at vibrating speeds, overstimulated by the crowd, no doubt. Tucked away in the corners, I could see coal-eyed wolf spiders, aggressive, hairy bugglers. Anytime some of the smaller arachnids strolled too close, they would lunge out. There were noticeable spots of prey caught in the web. Some small flies husked away, but one or two lumps were hairy, thin, pinked tails dropped down, limp to the world. In the center of this kingdom was a massive brown tarantula feasting on something. It was completely entombed, like a newborn mummy. It was larger than the dried-up rats, however. My mind wandered and played tricks on me. I couldn't possibly have seen a quick flash of faded bronze and the jingle of dog tags. It was surely a coincidence that the faithful yapping of Mrs. Othello's mini-doodle was missing. Come to think of it, she was nowhere to be seen as well. I brushed that aside, my mind exploding with horrific scenarios as I tried to ground myself in reality. Unfortunately, as my legs quivered and my stomach churned, I couldn't deny the horrid sight before me. Johnson from 8D nudged me, and I jumped out of my skin as I faced him. "Hey, Randy, ye seeing this?" He spoke with that hick accent a lot of the locals tried to hide, but you could always catch them slipping if you tried. "Yeah, it's pretty wild," I replied, as timidly as a mouse. The skin on my arms began to bubble and pop, the urge to cover up and scratch coming at me in waves.
"Was talking to Samson about it last night. Some kind of building-wide infestation," he said. "Saw the bug bomb truck out front this morning. Think they'll start in the basement first, though."
He struggled. I scrunched my face at the news. "The basement? There's nothing down there but dust bunnies and cobwebs," I began. Johnson leaned in close, like we were about to become brothers in some secret coven.
"Well, that's where it started. Now this is all hearsay, but supposedly Conrad down on 2B just came back from South Africa. He teaches botany or something up at some college. Samson says he slipped him a few hundred bucks to store some crates he brought back down there. Johnson whispered.
Samson isn't supposed to do that. It's against regulations. I hissed, panic flooding my voice once more.
Johnson rolled his eyes at me.
Whatever. He thinks the spiders came from that. Eggs hidden under the leaves or something. He told me he's gonna throw Conrad out on his ass. Think I'll apply for his spot after.
He beamed.
Johnson shoulder-checked me once more in a jovial manner and disappeared down the hall. The crowd was beginning to disperse. Some tenants shaken by the creatures, others joking. All the while, the demons studied us. One couple complained about taking the stairs as they passed. The infestation had begun to spread in the stairwell as well. I stood frozen among the silk, feeling thousands of eyes bore ravenous holes into me. You could hear them rustling about on their threads, the rumbling patter of limbs scattering about. Johnson's explanation was ludicrous. It certainly wouldn't account for the amount of subspecies, let alone the cohabitation. I remembered thinking this was...
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Some sort of cosmic punishment when I ran back to the prospective safety of my apartment. I double-bolted the doors, another ludicrous notion, and collapsed onto the couch, lungs beating out of my chest as I gasped for air. The room spun and welcomed me into an inky void. I was only awakened by the dull vibration in my pocket. I grasped at it, finding my phone angrily buzzing. It was my manager, Sarah.
Randy, it's 9:30. Do you feel like coming in today?
She said in a faux, concerned tone. I cleared my throat and whispered hoarsely at her.
No, Sarah. I meant to call in, I'm sorry.
I mumbled out. It sounded like I had been gargling rocks. This sudden blackout had sent me to an instant fever.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you think you'll be able to make it in tomorrow?
There was a condemning tone in her voice.
It... maybe not. I'll have to see if they're done spraying.
I slapped myself.
Idiot!
Spraying for what exact... Oh, Christ. Is this about your bug thing?
I winced as she brought up old memories of me freaking out because of a spider I saw in the bathroom a few weeks ago.
Look, it's not what you think. It's an infestation. I can't get out of the building.
Randy, they're bugs. And don't start ranting to me about venom and fatality statistics or whatever else. Either be here by 10:30 or don't bother coming in at all.
She warned. After she hung up, I rolled over and went back to sleep. In the morning, I would have to find a new job, one that would tolerate my condition. I awoke to the sensation of something warm and fuzzy crawling across my forehead. I opened my eyes to find a black tarantula resting on my face, its pedipalps lightly tapping, searching for food. I shrieked like a banshee and tore off the beast. It flew through the air and slammed against a wall. It crunched to the ground and quickly rolled to its feet and scurried away out of sight. I could hear the rapid thumping of its skinny limbs against the hard wood. I shot up like a pointed dagger, scanning for any sign of the intruder. Out of the corner, I saw it crawl back into a grate. After grabbing some bug spray, I buy in bulk for the winter months, I knelt down and examined it. Lightly grasping the edges of the grate were cancerous silk and the sound of frantic thumping against metal. I held my breath and emptied half the can on it. The silk receded and crumpled against the oppressive spray, and this chattering sound rang out like a wounded animal. I went around the apartment, spraying bug be gone at any surface. I stuffed towels into the grates to block them, lodging blankets under the crease of the door like I was hotboxing the joint. In a way, I was. The toxic fumes began to swell up, vanquishing any stray pest that had ventured in. I began to feel lightheaded, and I collapsed back onto the couch. I don't know how long I was out, but I awoke to the sound of thunderous, frantic steps pounding above me. I jolted up and saw flashing lights outside my window. I snuck a peek past the blinds and saw police vehicles and armed cops pushing people out the building. I recognized a few of them. They were covered in silk and some sort of red and green bile. A spotlight shined down, and helicopter blades roared above. I was taken back by a sudden pounding on the door. I heard the muffled cry of Johnson shouting my name.
"Brandy! Brandy, are you in there?"
he shouted. There was fear in his voice, something I never heard from the laid-back man I knew.
"I'm here,"
I meekly spoke. I could hear movement all around me, some muffled cries of pain and anger from frenzied neighbors above. There was something else moving up there, erratic yet deliberate. A rapid thump, 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 thump of some unseen assailant bearing down on them. A muted yell sprung as they crashed to the ground, shaking the ceiling. I heard low chittering, like mandibles rubbing together, and the cries for help were cut short and replaced with a low slurping sound. I focused on that sound. It was subtle. It reminded me of drinking out of a straw cup when I was young. All around it were chirping sounds like excited insects, and pincer-like legs scurrying inside the walls, inside the ducts, inside my... I was broken from my trance by the resumed pounding.
"Brandy, open up! We got Delta the fuck out of here!"
he shouted harshly through the door. I approached the door but stopped in my tracks as I heard a low rumble, like a stampede of cattle. It was coming from outside, at the end of the cobwebbed hall.
"Oh, fuck!"
Johnson muttered. He banged on the door with renewed vigor, in a mad dash to break it down.
"Open up, goddammit! They're coming out the walls just...
He cried out in pain as something sprinted towards him at lightning speed and pounced on him. I could hear him struggling. Pained grunts turned into a quick gasp and choked breaths that subsided quickly. All that was left was the mechanical thumping of the thing that attacked. It was circling him now, chittering to itself like it was admiring a proud kill. I heard a crunch in that methodic slurping sound. It sounded disgusting up close, grinded up guts being sucked through an industrial tube. I was shaking, knees wobbling as I listened to the soft feasting outside. I leaned closer to the door, dreading in my heart what I knew I would see. The fish view gave way to a frightful sight. The hall walls were streaked with crimson-stained webs and dozens of arachnids of shapes, sizes, and colors. I glanced downward and clenched my stomach as it churned and boiled. The chitinous thing laid on Johnson's slowly shriveling corpse was massive. Its abdomen was blurry and covered in brown fuzz. It was the size of a beach ball. Jointed legs sprouted out of its sternum, auburn rings around them. Its abyssal eyes seemed to spin around in its head, surveying the land as it fed. Two black, massive fangs were sunk into Johnson's back. They seemed to heave themselves inward, dripping a green bile into his body, rotting him from the inside as the creature drank. It needlessly clung to him, all eight legs wrapped around the dead man in a vice grip. The thing seemed to shiver in ecstasy, like it was savoring every gulp of the slop that used to live in 8D. I backed away from the door then, clamping my frantic hand to my gagging mouth as I tried to stop from throwing up. My mind spun like a loon from the impossibility of it all. Yet how could I deny the atrocity I had just seen just outside my door? Feeling for it, I searched for my phone and dialed up the super. It was his building. He should know what to do. The phone rang four times. At the dawn of the fifth, I heard the whispered, crazed voice of Samson.
Hello, Mr. Langley? Are you still inside?
He whispered. In the background, I heard scuttering and chirping, a clanging noise like they were searching for something. Mr. Samson, I would like to file a complaint. The infestation is still not dealt with. I spoke calmly, robotically even. Samson held back a laugh and spat at me.
Randy, are you out of your fucking mind? They've overrun the building. I've never seen anything like it. I saw the bug bomb guys in the basement. They were all webbed to the wall. They were so... Randy, their faces were so hollow.
He choked out. Mr. Samson, I was assured this would be dealt with swiftly, I urged. Far below, I heard shouts and gunfire, monsters crying out for blood.
Cops have breached the lower levels. I'm barricaded in my office. They evacuated half the building, but I don't think... Crash. Shit! They busted down the door. Oh god, they're...
His commentary was droned out by a hail of gunfire and glass breaking. I heard men shouting and crying out in pain as the spiders overwhelmed them. Samson claymored around. I think he was hiding under his desk. I could hear frenzied movement surrounding him as he panted and wheezed. Mr. Samson? I squeaked out.
Oh, God. No, stay back. No, no, no.
He ignored me as I heard him land a kick on a gurgling beast. It hissed at him, then lunged as Samson cried out and the call cut off. I sat back down on the couch, weighing my options. It seemed to be safe for now, if I was quiet and kept spraying the grates to keep out the riffraff. I wasn't gonna leave, of course. It was never an option. Even the day before, I had barely gotten past the small ones without freezing up. Surely, authorities would be able to contain the things and rescue those trapped eventually. That was 2 days ago. As I write this, I hear tapping outside my door. A mishappened shadow lingered by it. I could hear chittering echoing in the vents, webs are almost bursting out of the grates now. An hour ago, they draped a massive tarp over the building. I have a faint Wi-Fi signal. According to the news, there was a massive gas leak inside that devolved into a biohazard, and they were condoning off the building for quarantine. They assured the public that it had been fully evacuated with minimal casualties. I don't know how much longer I could hold out in here. The power went out. I'm writing this on my phone. It has about 25% left. I should have had made a break for it, but God help me if I'm just too scared. I hear something crawling around on the door. The taps are getting louder.